Restoring My Soul, Friday the 6th of December, the former rain. The prophet Joel exhorted us to be glad and to rejoice in the Lord on account of the ministry of the word that rains righteousness upon us. He likened this ministry to the former rain and the latter rain, writing, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil." What are the former and latter rains? In agricultural Israel, the former rain was the autumn rains, October to November, which fell at seed time. This rain was necessary for promoting the germination and growth of the seed that was sown. To this end, it is the water of the word that addresses the stones of our heart. The latter rain was the spring rains, March to April, which fell for a short time prior to the harvest. This rain was necessary to bring the crops to maturity in readiness for the harvest. The righteousness that is being rained upon us in this season through the word of present truth is the former rain. It is the water of the word that washes us and regenerates us as we walk in its light. This ministry addresses the ground of our heart so that any impediment to the growth of the seed of the divine nature is removed and we are able to come to spiritual maturity as a first fruits people. Speaking about the water of the word, the prophet Isaiah declared, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth." The references used in today's devotions are Joel chapter 2 verses 23 and 24 and Isaiah chapter 55 verses 10 and 11. For further study, Joel chapter 2.